for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, Phil. My name is Mary Bielman. I live in Kingston, New York. I don't know where you guys are located.
We are actually, our main office is at 300 Enterprise Drive in Kingston.
Okay. I get your cards in the mail all the time, and I'm a customer of Spectrum, and I'm not too happy. I just got my latest bill, and I'm single. I'm a widow. I live alone. I have one computer. I have one TV, and I do have landlines. My bill with the basic TV package and everything is almost $250 a month now.
Ooh, that is a little expensive.
Yes,
so
I can
understand the need for wanting to switch to everything. So,
well, right now, I broke the bill down, and I can tell you I'm getting a half a gig on my internet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 0.5, and I'm going to be spending. The promotion is running out pretty soon. It will be probably about $104.
That is
a month for that.
That is fairly expensive.
Yes, it is.
So,
and then you know I have the phone also,
mm-hmm.
and every month something seems to go up. Now I have the I have landlines, and that's like up to $23 a month.
Okay.
So I know that you're coming in this area. You keep saying you're coming soon, and I live on Harding Avenue, so I assume that you mean this area. And I wanted to know when this is going to take place,
mm-hmm.
how long would it be, and what is included in your plans. You just have the internet and the phone?
That is correct. We only have internet and home phone, and we are a proponent of people switching over and pretty much cutting the cord from traditional cable companies and going more towards streaming services. With the speeds we offer, you can get up to 4K. Actually, you can get up to 8K televisions that run perfectly smoothly and fine on the speeds we offer. So that's nothing you need to worry about in terms of, you know, picture quality. But we do recommend that people switch over to more streaming services, since we do not offer any kind of like television package or anything. Nor do we have any kind of like go-betweens between us and other streaming services like Hulu, Disney, Paramount Plus, all of that ones. We don't offer those, but we do give you the resources in order to find them fairly easily. Real quick, ma'am, can I get your house number so I can look up to see when, to answer your questions, to see when we're going to be available in your area?
Yeah, I live at 118 Harding Avenue.
In Kingston?
H-A-R-D-I-N-G, in Kingston, New York, 12401.
Thank you much for that. I'm looking that up right now. It looks like your address is actually serviceable starting on Saturday.
You have the cables laid already?
Yes, we do.
I thought that they laid them down the street or something.
So we're starting on areas a little bit more towards, like, the Stockade District at this point for that, and out towards more of like, you know, Ulster Avenue right now.
Yeah.
But for your specific address, we're actually going to be available starting this Saturday. Though even with that date, we do have to, you know, we can only do about 5 days after that date is serviceable but to get that installation running. So for you, the earliest it looks like we'd be able to get you installed is, it looks like next Friday, if we do get you signed up.
And what would that entail? I would wait until that happens before I take any of this stuff away, any of my modem, and I have a router. And
so all of your Spectrum equipment, after we get the installation, we do advise you wait until our installation process is done before calling and canceling with Spectrum. At that
right.
point, you'd be able to do all the returns and everything for that equipment.
Okay. What about with the router? You're gonna provide me with a modem and a router, or I don't need a modem?
We do provide a modem and a router. It is actually included in the cost, as well as all of your taxes and fees. So whatever you're paying for your internet and home phone through us is what you're going to actually be paying flat out. For a 1 gig internet connection using an ACH auto payment and paperless billing with home phone service, which is $24.99 a month, your total bill would only be $94.99 a month, and that price is guaranteed for 2 years. After that point, we don't know what the market is going to look at. Those prices may increase or they may stay the same at this point. For now, that's why we're guaranteeing those prices for a minimum of 2 years, but potentially increasing that length further as the time goes along.
Okay, now if you put a new router in and I have a smart TV, will it be able to access my TV?
You will be able to access them. When using our equipment on your smartphones, we actually do provide you with an application. It's called HomePass. It's by a company called Plume. We are integrated with that company. And what you'll be able to do is you can rename your network via our equipment to the same what you had, including the same password. And you won't see any dip in service. It'll literally just be a smooth, easy transition. It's just the change of equipment being used.
Because right now, you know, I had to get a new router from Spectrum. Actually, this is the third one. And after I got the new router, for some reason, I can't get the Amazon channel on my TV anymore. And I wondered if it's because maybe the address on the, you know, the Wi-Fi thing, the router, is not set up for the TV. They're not talking to each other.
That is a good potential happening of what the reason why that is happening, yes.
So if you put your equipment in, would that be fixed?
It should be. As long as we get the information set up correctly, everything should work just the same as it always has.
And the other question I have is, I have my email address.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My email address is demands@hvc.rr.com. And I got that when we first went with Time Warner Cable.
Okay.
Can I still use that email address?
You should still be able to use that email address. Those email addresses are not, while they are created initially when you start using certain services, after a certain time, they are what's called grandfathered in, which means that you have usability and access to them for perpetuity, essentially until the end of time.
Okay, because I don't want to have to change my email address. This is too complicated for, I'm a senior citizen. So,
no worries about that. We actually do have a lot of customers that actually do have that hvc.rr email address as well, so you don't have to worry about that domain being inaccessible at all through our services.
So I could actually, when I cut the cable, I don't know anything about streaming, but I guess I'll have to find out. But I could also get like a Roku or Fire Stick or something like that, right?
Yes, Roku and the Roku or the Amazon Fire Sticks are usually the best bets for something like streaming services. Honestly, in my opinion, I prefer Roku over the Amazon because Roku's actually utilize a little bit more friendly integration, and they do integrate better with certain devices, whereas Amazon only integrates with their own products.
So if I got Roku, I'd still be able to get the Amazon channel?
You should do. Give me 1 second. I can actually double check that for you. Just give me one moment.
Yeah,
and I will.
I don't have Amazon Prime, and so I was able to get that before this router thing happened. So
yes,
that's
you
why
can.
I'm thinking it's a router.
I can tell you right now, yes, you will still be able to get the Amazon Prime's channels. They are available through Roku.
Okay, if I do this, do you have any advice you can give for me on who I can get to help me set up something like that? The Roku
for something,
or whatever?
For the Rokus, so most devices is like if you, depending on what kind of TV you have for your main living room, some of them are automatically enabled. If not, that you can actually go to Walmart and actually buy a small like Roku 4K device. And it's as simple as it plugs into the USB port on your television as well as one of the HDMI ports. And it goes from there. It's really simple and really easy to set up. And they have helpful guides online at Roku.com.
Okay.
And if you do need any other assistance for something like a Roku device, you can always go online and ask for customer support, and they would be happy to help you.
Okay. What about like Geek Squad from Best Buy? Would they? I have a contract there.
So you can contact them and ask them. They may be able to send someone out. 9 times out of 10, they will have someone who is knowledgeable with the system, and they should be able to assist you if need be.
Okay. And what about HDTV antennas?
Those, if you do have an antenna system, that is going to be dependent on your television. You should be able to use it depending on which TV you're using. So you could, that'd be something I would communicate with Geek Squad about as well, for making a switch.
Okay. And there was something else I was going to ask you, one other thing. Oh, right now I have landlines. I have a landline. A lot of my friends my age who have given up their landline and only have their smartphone. It's very hard to contact them. They don't listen. They don't pick up their cell phone. If I decided, let's just say I decided to get rid of that service, does the other service go up like Spectrum does?
No. So we actually charge for individual products. So you'd be
Okay.
so the initial cost is for the internet that is required to have almost, well, not almost, but all of our other services. So you are required to have a minimum of an internet connection. Your home phone services, which would be ran through the fiber optic cabling for everything, would run off of the internet. So if you decide that you want to switch over to using a cell phone, you don't have to worry about having home phone services. We aren't going to increase the price of your internet because you're not getting the home phone services. They are an additional cost, not a requirement.
And what other services are you offering besides internet and phone, or is that it?
That is it. The only other option we have is for what's known as a Wi-Fi extender. It's just something that connects to your router and provides internet access at a greater capacity somewhere else in your home.
Well, I don't need that. So I'm really interested in doing this because there's not much Spectrum can do to help me.
I understand that. Would you like to get signed up today? I'd be happy to help you with that.
Okay.
All right, and is this for your home or is this a business?
This is for my home. But,
Okay.
I don't know. Let's see. You're going to do it. What is the date you said?
The earliest we'd be able to get you installed is next Friday.
Well, it doesn't have to be as early as next Friday. It can wait.
It definitely can. Yes, ma'am. So it's just we're just letting you know that the earliest we can do it is next Friday. After that, it's up to customer preference. So if you want to wait a week or two just to make sure everything is good to go and is ready, you can do it that way as well.
Okay. Let me look on my calendar while you're going to get ready to get my information.
Alrighty. So, and you were looking at the 1 gig internet connection, correct?
I don't need more than that.
I don't.
It's just me. I don't.
Most people don't. It usually depends. We have a couple customers. They have a lot of devices that connect to their service, so they need that extra bandwidth. If it's just you by yourself, you should be fine with a 1 gig. That's correct. You said you don't need a Wi-Fi extender. And did you want to bring your home phone service over from Spectrum?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And you're wanting to keep your phone number?
Yep.
What's your current home phone number?
845-802-0013.
Thank you. Are you going to need any additional telephone jacks, or do you have one already installed?
I have one for I have the, what do you call it? Wireless phones, cordless phones,
Okay.
and I have one on my desk that's connected through the jack, and all the others are just plug-ins, they're,
That's
so I
fantastic.
only need one.
Fantastic. So that should be fine if you already have one installed. Are you going to need any kind of additional phone lines or just the one?
Just the one, but that jack, I mean, is that something Spectrum did or?
Those are typically in most houses. So even if they did install it, they can't take that away because that is now considered a permanent fixture within your home.
Okay. I wasn't too sure how that worked.
No worries. All right, just continuing on. So we have your address as 118 Harding Avenue in Kingston. Do you own or rent your property?
I own it.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Do they come overhead or are they underground?
They are overhead.
Fantastic. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No, the same.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Real quick, can you spell your name out for me so I have it spelled correctly for our records?
Okay. First name is Mary, M-A-R-Y. Last name is Bielman, B as in boy, E-I-L-M-A-N.
Thank you very much. And what is your email address?
T-H-E-M-A-N-S. It looks like the man's.
Mm-hmm.
Want to go over each letter? So you.
No, I got it. At hvc.rr.com.
That's correct.
And the phone number you're calling me from, that is your home phone number, that 845-802-0013. Is that, would you like
that's
that?
That's correct.
You want that to be your primary phone contact information?
Yes.
Fantastic. And we have a couple of options of how we can contact you. Do you want phone, email, or text?
Email is probably better.
All right. And you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email. This will also include any kind of account information updates that you may have. You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of our emails.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, fantastic. So we're looking at a 1 gig home internet connection. Service date is the 31st, which is this Saturday, but don't worry, we'll be able to get you set up for whenever you need.
I'm looking at the calendar right now. I do have something on that day.
I'm going to let you know, because you are porting in your phone number from Spectrum, we have to wait a minimum of 10 days from your serviceability date before we can do any kind of installation of that, because we have to wait for Spectrum to send that number over to us to get it installed. Just so you're aware. So it looks
okay,
like
that. What about September 20th? It's a Friday.
Well, we should be able to do that. I'll see what we have available on that date.
Okay.
All right. No Wi-Fi extenders. You are bringing over your home phone. You're at 118 Harding Avenue in Kingston. Zip code is 12401. You own your home. You get your power and other utilities through the air, and your billing address is not different from your service address. As part of the process, we do need to run a soft credit check. Essentially, we're just checking a bit of information that you are who you say you are and see if a minimum deposit's required. You can always choose to opt out of this, but by doing so, it does require you to pay that minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that today?
You can. I just got my credit report on my bank account, and it was 708.
Should be good. Let me get some couple of bits of information off of this real quick, and I'll be with you in just a moment, just to make sure I'm getting everything in correct.
Okay.
All right. And your legal first name is Mary, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Fantastic. And Bielman is B-I-E-L.
No, B-E.
Sorry,
B-E-L.
Sorry about that.
B-E.
Sorry about that. I did get that corrected. Copy over this phone number. And whenever you're ready, Mary, go ahead with that social security number just so we can run this check.
Okay. I hate to do this, but I'll give it to you. 91, excuse me. You know what? Hold on, because I'm thinking of my credit card number instead.
Oops. We don't want to use the credit card number.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
Take your time.
Okay. 123.
Mm-hmm.
36.
Mm-hmm.
9591.
Thank you very much for that. I'm running that right now. Should just give you a moment or two. And I'll be live with you. You're a great match for us here at Archtop Fiber. You're not going to be required to make any kind of deposits, and you won't be charged anything until your service is installed.
Okay.
And
did you want to give me a tutoring session when they get here and do this?
Our technicians are very great about helping out our customers, especially those in the senior community, so they understand everything, and it's not going to be any hassle. Now, would you like to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing to get that $10 discount?
Yeah, I've always done through the computer. I like to pay my bills that way.
Fantastic. And did you want to do an automatic payment through your bank or your credit or debit card? I will let you know that doing the auto payments through your bank will actually give you the better discount of $10 versus credit or debit, which does only give you a $5 discount.
So you want me to do it through the bank, right?
Yes, which would require us having a routing number and your account number.
Okay. I'll do it that way if that's the easiest way to do it.
It typically is, especially if people.
I do a lot of stuff with my credit card, with my MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
But now I notice you go to a few places and you got to pay extra now.
Some places, yes, this is true.
Yeah.
All right, Mary. Whenever you are ready, go ahead. Head with the routing number.
Hold on. Routing number is 221-971-264.
That should be with an Ulster Savings?
Yes, it's an Ulster Savings.
All right, and what is the account number?
566-053-110.
Thank you much for that, Mary. And is this the checking or savings account?
It's a checking account.
Fantastic. Thank you much for that. And do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
All right. As an option, you can add a nickname to this account just to make sure that if we need an extra layer of security, as well as an easy way to identify the account. Would you like to add
a
nickname?
I missed that. I missed the last thing you said.
Would you like to add a nickname to the account? It is optional, but it's an easy way for us to identify the account as well as for you to identify what's being used.
I don't know. No.
We don't have to add one, so don't worry about that. And would you like to make this your primary payment method as well?
My primary payment method was going to automatically come out of my checking account.
Yes, so it's pretty much by making your primary payment method, it's just saying, yeah, this is the account I want to use to pay my bill, essentially.
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Give it one moment. It's generating a token for us so that we have that on file. I'm waiting for that to come through. It should be going. There it is. All right, before we continue, I do have a couple of disclaimers. It's pretty much the legal stuff we have to go over with all of our customers. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that, so don't worry. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground and will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. We typically do follow the power lines, so you don't have to worry about that. So if you do have over-the-head power, we'll usually follow those lines instead of having to bury the cable. If you do have a current provider, which you did mention you have Spectrum, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your service is installed before calling them up and canceling with them. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements by setting up your online account. You are automatically enrolled in this account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
I guess. Yeah, sure.
Fantastic.
How many customers do you have now in Kingston?
In Kingston itself, I believe we're up to about 500.
And do you go to Lake Katrine also?
We actually just started recently on construction out in Lake Katrine. We started up in the northern part of Saugerties and started working our way down through the village, and we're also in Rhinebeck as well.
Oh, okay.
So we're hoping by in the next 5 to 10 years we're all throughout the Hudson Valley.
I will tell you one thing that's underground here, and that's my gas line.
Mm.
I have natural gas, so.
Oh yeah, most gas companies are. So you said you got our flyer in the mail. That's fantastic news to hear.
Yeah, I got the card.
Fantastic. And is there anything we should note for our installers to be aware of on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, any of that, just to make sure that they're not tripping and falling and accidentally busting their noses open?
No, as far as I know, the only thing is that gas line over there.
And
the electric is above ground, and the water is on the other side of the house.
All right, no worries about that. And do you have any comments, questions, or concerns about our call today?
No, it's just like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into, but it's going to be less than $250 a month.
It's going to be much less than $250 a month. With home phone and internet service, you're only going to be paying $94.98 a month.
Maybe one day I'll get the gumption up to get rid of the landlines, but until that happens, you know, this way I can hear when the phone rings, and I got everything there. My friend, she sews for a living. She's 81 years old, and she does it at home. She leaves her cell phone downstairs on the table. You can't get her. You know, it's like.
No, I understand that. All right. So, Mary, it looks like we are all good to go. Because your service date isn't, you know, before today or as of today, we will be giving you a call tomorrow to get that set up, to get your installation done. And we can always work with you and make sure that happens on the 20th as per your request. So that's not something we need to worry about at this time. But for now, we're good to go, and we've got you scheduled.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mary?
Are you going to send me something in the mail saying that, you know, like a contract or whatever?
So we actually don't have contracts.
Are you going to give me an email telling me what's going to happen so I know?
Yes, ma'am. You're going to receive two emails here. You should be receiving them right about now or so. The first email is just going to be in a little bit of an overview about the order. Essentially, it's going over all the details we went over for setting up getting you set up for service, and a little bit of a number for you so you have pretty much it's an order number. And the second email you're going to get is going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account.
Okay.
It's going to have a hyperlink on it, so you just click that, and it'll take you to our Archtop Fiber login page where it'll allow you to log into your account for the first time, change up your security questions, and then change up your password from a temporary password to something more permanent.
Okay, and they give me a temporary password to start, right?
They should. It should be in that same email. If it's not, go ahead and give us a call back, and we'd be happy to help get you set up with that.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mary?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and welcome to the family. We'll be making sure to give you a call tomorrow to get that service installation date scheduled out for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.